Welcome to Swap Shop Today on this Thursday, March the 21st.
The first full day of spring.
Yeah, my brain is...
Because the equinox didn't happen until 5:58 p.m. last evening.
Oh, is that when that happened?
That's when it happened. That's when it was equal.
Equal day, equal night is what they say, right?
Equal day, equal night. That's called the vernal equinox, and the one in the fall is called the autumnal equinox.
Yeah, but I didn't pay attention if it was long or short, to be honest with you. I did see the moon, but I didn't think there was too much super about it.
Yeah, it was called the super worm moon, and they say it's that because with spring, the worms and all will start coming back out and everything, but... I've had better things to do than to get up in the middle of the night in the cold weather.
Eyes up. I mean, you know, I was driving back from Georgia last night, and so I left there about 9:13, and I think the peak was 9:20. So when I left, the reason I only know it was 9:13 because the pastor says, it's 9:13. He said, the peak's at 9:20. He says, you should see it going home.
And you didn't see much to it, huh?
It was a moon. It's pretty, but I thought it would look like the same the night before. I know. Odd. But, you know, I am odd.
Well, if he hung the moon, then I know he can help you.
Well, he said, you're what, Song of Solomon, he says that we're clear as the moon. I think is what he said. Well, he looks fair as the moon. Fair as the moon. Yeah, fair as the moon.
Fair as the moon. Yeah.
In other words, there's no spot in you. You know. So when you look at the moon, everybody sees one side. The world sees that one side, but God sees the other.
Aren't you glad about that?
Woo. Yeah. At the other side of that moon, nobody's ever seen, but he sees it. And he says, I see no spot in thee.
Just could see it through his eyes, things would change a whole lot.
It would, wouldn't it? It sure would. Well, it's good to be with you today, and I hope everybody's having a terrific tremendous Thursday. Rain's scattered about. That's what it is. So you may see it. You may not. It's cold out there, though. 53 degrees. It don't feel like it.
Yeah, I was looking at the temperature going. I had to get out this morning. It was 39 when I left to go into Hendersonville. It was not raining here. It was sprinkling in Hendersonville.
Yeah.
When I drove back, it stopped again. But I had on a jacket that was pretty heavy, and I was freezing. I couldn't wait for that car to warm up to get the heater to come on.
Yeah, and sometimes it don't come on hot quick enough, but I don't know. It's just, I guess the moisture in there makes it feel colder than what it actually is. Wonder what the feel-like temperature. Let's go see what it is at the airport. They're having a feel-like temperature of, okay, well, that just blew my theory away.
Yeah, it's the other way around. It's when there's 54. Dry air.
Yeah, 54 and 54 is what it is. But we're actually at 53 here in Piscataway. So I don't know. Go out, wear a jacket. I guess that's all I could tell you. Be the best.
We're 1 degree warmer than you are.
Well, I hope you enjoy it.
That 1 degree. I'll take every uptick I can.
Yeah, well, I'm right there with you. I'm like, man, we need that 54 degrees. Oh, well, it's fine. But we appreciate everybody that's with us here today, and I hope that you're going to have a wonderful day thus far, and I hope it's going to be a good one for you on Thursday. Well, let me back up here and say the meetings. Hooper's Creek meeting is going on again tonight there at Hooper's Creek Baptist Church. Pastor Wayne Stafford, they said they had a time last night. They're going again another night. I don't know about Brian Coates. They're at the Ironton Branch Baptist Church. Let me do a copy and paste here, and let me see, or maybe somebody out there is listening. Maybe you could let us know. So I don't know about Ironton Branch if they're continuing on. I know they went last night. Let's see what else. Bible Baptist Church there in Waynesville and Dwight Banks. Talk to him. He called and talked to him today. They are having one more meeting. They were there until, 11 o'clock last night, I think is what he said, 11 something. He left. I mean, he says there's only so much your body can take. So he said I left, but he said there was still 40 40-something young folks in the church getting right with God when he left. Amen. They said they've had numerous young folks saved. Brother Reed, he didn't even get to preach but 20 minutes last night. That was it. And God just sat in on that place. He said he's been there. He said he hasn't seen that in 20 years, what he saw last night. And so they're the young folks, the football teams from the high schools are coming to this meeting. They're getting right. They're selling out. They're just, some are being introduced to just the Holy Ghost for the first time in their life. He said some of them boys are root, but they say they're having a time there at Bible Baptist. So continue to pray about that meeting, and if you can, come out and be a part of that. He's inviting, and if you can come out and be a part of that meeting there at Bible Baptist in Waynesville, telling you, Brother Dwight Banks, he's charged up.
I'll tell you what, I a meeting like that where they were there getting right for a long time occurred at our church in Florida, where I was the assistant pastor, 30 years ago this year, and I'll never forget it. I preached for like 2 hours and 15 minutes, probably the longest sermon I've ever preached in my life. This is after we'd sung for who knows how long, but the invitation went 4 hours, and I'd never seen it on that fashion. One man got up and was screaming, "I hated you, preacher," and then broke down in tears. "Will you forgive me?"
Oh, wow.
Just fell on the floor. And kids were going to parents, and parents were going to kids, and they were getting up and publicly saying how they mistreated their parents. And it just went on and on. And at midnight, phone calls are coming in. "My loved one never came home from church." Yeah, they're still here at midnight.
Wow.
And that revival actually... that's the longest I've seen a revival carry, because it went over a year before it really began to die down. And honestly, I know people think I'm crazy when I say this, but I saw the glow of God on faces every Sunday morning that I saw when I first got saved back in 1970, where the elderly who were saved, that had really walked with him and loved him and would testify, there's just a radiance, and you could see it.
Yeah.
You could just feel it, and it was incredible. And what a time that was. Wow.
Amen.
Incredible.
Amen. Well, that's going on. Arrington Branch, they closed out last night. I got a text from Brian Coates. Thank you, brother, praying for you. Then, of course, the Little Ivy Baptist Church youth meetings tomorrow night. They're in Mars Hill. So Pastor Scott Dotson and Bruce Robinson will be preaching there tomorrow night. So that's going on. So we've got some meetings, and... Rocky Bottom, is it still going on down there on the state line, South Carolina, North Carolina? Somebody could text me, 577-1296, or if you know me personally, you can text my cell number and let me know. I sure appreciate that here today. What else is going on? The Calvary Baptist Tabernacle meeting in Tennessee is going on this week. Barry Philbeck's there till Friday night, I think. And so that's down at just about an hour and a half from here in Newport, so pray for that meeting if you don't mind. And so there's some youth meetings coming up next Saturday down at the Pilgrim's Way Baptist Church with Jeff Brown, and I've got the flyer, but I don't have it in front of me, so I'm going by memory, which is not good. Brother Elkins, I think, is preaching also along with Brother Brown, so that's next Saturday. So we've got some meetings that are taking place, and the Wilds is going on up in the ACE Student Convention. That's next week. And so we're going to have a contingency of hundreds of young folks on the grounds here. They're at the Wilds, and they're up. The matter of fact, the anchor's up there today. The students are up there getting ready for the meeting and for the convention next week. So that'll be a big week. Pray that God will move amongst the hearts of those young folks there next week.
Amen. Don't they have another one in May as well?
And the International Student Convention, they sure do, but it's in Missouri this year. So that's what's going on.
Great time for young people. Amen. Wouldn't that be great to see it continue?
It's a good time for old people.
Yeah, it's a good time for anybody.
Yeah, there we go. That's where I was going with that. And so all that's going on. So just if you can, just make yourself a part of these meetings. And if you can get your youth in, if you can get in them, I'd encourage that too. I mean, even though they're youth meetings, The Word of God does not divide age. It works for all. It's good for the youth. It's good for the adults. Good for the adults. It's good for the youth.
You never know. I've been in services where the preacher's preached and he's been in a particular area and he'll just go over here and says, look what it says over here in this verse. And he'll go over here to another chapter and that verse is what God uses to touch my heart.
Yep.
And then he goes back, but I'm still stuck on that verse. God is just absolutely dealing with me right there while he's dealing with somebody else over here. God's so good. He can spread a table.
Yeah.
And give you what you need.
Amen.
In a message. It's incredible.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot going on, and so if you could be a part of all this, I would, or some of it, or any of it, I'd highly recommend it. And so we're excited about that, and excited about what God's doing. And when you can hear a pastor's voice, you know, when you hear a pastor when he's encouraged, when you can hear it in a pastor's voice, it'll encourage you. And we were having a time talking on the phone, I'm telling you. They got a torch at there at Bible Baptist, and when somebody gets saved, they'll go light the torch. So every time somebody gets saved, you know, they'll put it out after a little bit. And some they said last night it was just a continuous thing. They'd blow it out and somebody else would go light it. They'd blow it out. They said a girl got up there and got up to it and lit it, you know. I mean, just it'd go out and then somebody'd light it. Somebody got saved. I say amen to that.
Amen
to that. So, and their theme at Bible is passing the torch to the next generation. And,
that's awesome.
Hey, I'm for it. You just mark me down. I'm for that kind. I mean, this generation needs to know and taste and see and experience the power of the Holy Ghost of God in their life. If they don't, they'll never, you know. And I was talking to Brother Banks. I said, first time you're preaching the Holy Ghost, preacher. I said, nothing else suffices. He said, no. He said, I remember first time preaching the Holy Ghost. Well, I remember first time I preached the Holy Ghost was at Victory Baptist Church at Pastor Stanley Adcock's on a Friday night meeting. That's the first time I ever preached in the Holy Ghost. And after that, nothing else suffices.
No, sir.
I mean, you remember it. You will always remember that one time and then every other time after that. But that first one, when God fills you, oh, I'd never gotten over that one.
Yes, sir. And yeah. It passes on. I love the song that says, may all who come behind us find us faithful.
Yeah.
May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe.
Amen.
Boy, I tell you.
Yeah, so, well, I say amen. Well, brother, we're at the bottom of the hour. Well, that happened quick, didn't it? So we'll be back here in just a moment. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. National Guard troops have been called in and residents being told to stay inside after elevated levels of benzene were detected early today near a Houston-area petrochemical storage facility that caught fire earlier this week. President Trump today signs an executive order aimed at protecting free speech on college campuses. The president will order colleges to safeguard free speech or risk losing federal funds. New Zealand's government announcing a ban on military-style semi-automatic firearms and high-capacity magazines Just a week after such weapons were used in attacks on two mosques in the city of Christchurch, it killed 50 people. On Wall Street right now, stocks are higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up about 168 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 66, and the S&P is up 18. More details at srnnews.com.
Spring officially started last night, but it certainly won't feel like it for the next couple of days. Showers and cool temperatures today with highs only in the low 50s. Showers, blustery conditions overnight tonight. Winds out of the northwest gusting up to 25 miles per hour. And maybe even a little snow mixing in. We'll see another cool day on Friday, but mostly sunny. Back to some sunshine, high temperatures in the mid-50s, and it remains windy. I'm Elizabeth Gardner in the Weather Center.
And welcome back to the second half of Swap Shop on this first full day of spring, the 21st day of the month of March in the year of our Lord, 2019. And we're glad to have you along with us for a Thursday. And it's a little overcast, a lot overcast, actually, and a little cool. But this had some great weather recently, and we're supposed to have some over the weekend, too. Beautiful, sunshiny skies. At least through Sunday, and then on Monday, well, the rain chances come back again. So while we're on this little break here, let's give you a little bit of a recall. This is something that's just come up. If it has to do with baby cough medicine, okay? This is a cough syrup for little ones. It's called DG/Health Naturals Baby Cough Syrup Plus Mucus. The product is being recalled by Kingston Pharma LLC, and it has potential to contain a Bacillus cereus in it, which can cause a couple of illnesses in little ones. Now, the products were sold nationwide in Dollar General stores. They have an expiration date of November the 20th, and the UPC code starts out with 854954. 002500. So if you have a young one and you use this DG/Health Naturals Baby Cough Syrup Plus Mucus, and you saw it in a Dollar General store, that is something to look up. The other day they had a recall on some turkey meat, and I told my wife about it. I said, I think that's the kind you get. And sure enough, we had the exact lot number they were talking about, and took it back. And that's what they tell you to do here. If you purchased it, you can return it where you bought it for a full refund. So there is a recall there to tell you about. Also, as we take a look at this particular date, March the 21st, I'll let you know that several things uniquely happened on this day. Believe it or not, on March 21st, just a few years ago, 2006 was the first time that Twitter was established, with the sending of its first tweet by the actual co-founder who wrote, "Just setting up my Twitter." So that was back on March 21st, 2006. And in 1685, a very famous composer was born in Germany. His name was Johann Sebastian Bach. And in the days of piano playing, when I was taking lessons, how many of those Bach two-part and three-part inventions I did? Goodness gracious. I can remember those. They worked your fingers out, what they did. They made your fingers learn how to move on the keys quickly and in rhythm. But what a time that was. And also in 1935, Persia officially changed its name to Iran. Wow. Just a few things that happened on this date back in the day.
The day.
Welcome.
Huh?
Back in the day. Yeah. I know how to say things.
Yeah, I know. You're real good at it.
Yeah, oh, goodness. You know how to do faces. That's what you're good at. If they just could see what I see, they would wonder how I actually get through a newscast.
Yes. Yeah. It's sort of interesting sometimes. Well, this morning was funny.
This morning was irritating to me and funny to you, but I was so happy that they got into the house. My son and grandkids got into the house without the dog barking. It was like a miracle. Mm-hmm. But when he went to leave, he hugged him. And I don't know what it is about. If someone was to hug my wife, like me or my son, and he was hugging his grandkids, the dog don't like it. And she went ballistic in the living room, and he heard it.
Yeah, well, what's funny, it's like, it's 8:35, and time now to take a look at our local and regional headline news, and I'm in Western North South Carolina. I mean, I was about to lose it, and I was trying not to, but
about to lose it. Were losing it.
I thought it was funny. I was like,
it's the hardest time I've ever had not losing it. Usually I can just ignore you and be fine, but I was struggling.
But it was so funny.
You're talking about this serious news story, and I'm trying not to crack up laughing because of somebody that they can't see. I told you that dog is a nemesis.
Oh, it was funny. It was funny. I laughed. I was laughing. And I know it bothers them. But still, it was funny because this dog is like, it was right on cue. It's like, you know, somebody's like, speak, speak, you know?
Oh, goodness. Well, I knew that you'd heard it because I was watching your face, and I thought, oh, that means everybody else heard it. Okay.
Yeah. So it was funny, and I was enjoying it. I know that he wasn't, but I was enjoying it. So
if it keeps up, I'm going to give my wife two Indian words. Doggone.
Yeah, you like that dog. I mean, I know you put a little rough thing on there, but you like that dog.
This dog now, you know what she does? Because I'm the one that's at home. When I go sit on the couch when I'm done about 3 p.m, I have to take a break. I'll sit on the couch and she will jump up and she will look at me. She will stand with those puppy dog eyes and look at me because she wants to lay on me and I don't like it. And she will look and she'll put her paw up and I'll say no. And she'll put her paw down and she'll look until I finally say, okay, come on. Then she'll climb up, curl around and just plop. And there she'll just go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, like I said, he likes that dog. It wins.
Okay. Well, her name is Cinnamon, so now I got my son saying, don't you want a little nutmeg to go along with it? I said,
no. Oh, my.
No. Don't go there.
No. That's funny. That's funny.
Don't go there. No, sir.
Oh, well, you know, animals are fun. And it's hard when you lose one. I mean, it is hard. I know some folks are dealing with that this week. And so pray for them. And then also pray for a lady that called today and has a daughter, won't give her name, that is trying to break addiction. And is at a place for that. And it's really struggling. And so I've been praying for this girl today. And so would you remember that as well? And then there's some other needs of some folks. And I appreciate folks praying for Pastor Lee Davis. He actually had a scan, and the doctors don't want to see him back until another 5 weeks.
Awesome.
Yeah. Wonderful. So we're grateful for that. But continue to pray for him if you don't mind. I know that he would surely appreciate
that. He's one of many that I pray for when it comes to terminal type illnesses.
Yes.
And so that is when I hear good news like that, I get encouraged myself because I'm waiting for some good news myself.
Amen, brother. Amen. So pray for that if you don't mind, and then also continue to pray for some other needs that are before us. All right. Well, amen, brother. Amen. Well, we are. I'm working on some things, so if I feel like I'm a little distant, we are maybe about 10 miles away. The crow flies. We had a server crash on us yesterday, and it has threw my world in a tailspin. You know, I mean, we gain a little and we lose a little. So, but we're doing a full revamp on and it's our email server. One of our email was on that server, along with some other things. But our email is the most critical part of that. So if you send us an email and it sent it back and says unknown, unknown, that's the reason why, because there was no server there. So, you know, if you could resend it, you know, if you got a warning back, we'd like for you to resend it. We got it to where we can receive the emails. Now we just got to be able to get into them. So, but I'm struggling on that. But we're going to figure this thing out before it's over with. And see what we got to do. I'm going to get online here and do some research myself and see if I can't figure it out here in a little bit. So I do appreciate everybody's understanding on that.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, this week, believe it or not, is Introverts Week. And believe it or not, that's what I am. I know that's hard to believe, but I am
a big-time
introvert.
Yeah.
In fact, before I got saved, I was so shy, quiet, that you wouldn't even know I was in the classroom. And even though I had the right answer, I would never raise my hand because I didn't want anyone to call on me. When my mom and dad had adults over to the house, I'd go to my room and shut the door. I just didn't want to be around anybody. I was so shy. But when I got saved and I got called to preach, they actually, because of my introvertedness, told me I had to have missed it and I ought to go back and ask God again, which I did. And he still told me I was going to preach. And, he turned that around. But when I'm just alone, I'm pretty quiet. In the house, I am the quietest person in the house when it's just when it was just the four of us or whatever. But yeah, Introverts Week. I didn't know there was a whole week just for someone like me.
Takes all week to do it.
Takes a whole week just to get a response out of me, huh?
So that's what it does. So so we finally got his response, so it's officially over on Thursday. Sorry, folks.
It's officially over?
Yeah, you got a response out of you, so now we can't, you know, nothing to wait for now. So
oh goodness. You know.
But yeah, I did not know that they had a week. I don't know what I am. Odd.
Well, yeah, I've always, but then again, we're called peculiar people, so I fit in real good.
Well,
then, yeah, I'm serious. I'm a peculiar person.
Well, we're all peculiar.
I'm not right. Just ask anybody. Look at him. The wheels are spinning. The hamster's right there on the wheel, buddy.
Yeah,
he's going.
I'm going to leave it alone. but another day, and, today is World Down Syndrome Day.
Yes, it is.
And these are some special individuals.
Yes, sir.
They are. If I'd have known that earlier today. There was a young man who spoke before a group. I don't know if you've seen that one. It's been years ago, and he was talking about how he's special. But he gave a really articulated speech. I mean, it was profound at some of the things that he said, and I just thoroughly enjoyed it. But I've got a dear pastor friend down in Valdosta, Georgia, who has a daughter with Down syndrome. But she is a light in a dark room.
You know, they are probably the most lovable young people and adults on the planet.
Yeah, because you're going to get a hug.
Yes, sir.
They all do it. I don't care. You're going to get a hug, you know? And so, you know, and they're going to come up and tell you that you're awesome, you know? And so if you're having a real bad day, just go hang around, and you'll turn out to be an awesome individual. You'll be hugged a lot, And you'll get a lot of fist bumps and, you know, just a great day. And so, we know a lot of folks that has that and some others that deal with that. And so we're praying that this day is just a special day for each and every one of y'all, because you've got some special individuals right there at your side. And we salute them today, and we appreciate them a great deal. So I don't know when that day got started, but it's a great day when it did get started.
I say amen to that. Yeah. It's also Common Courtesy Day. That's something that slipping by the wayside.
You know, there's a lot of things slipping by the wayside called common sense.
Yeah. Yes. I've read that death of common sense many times and thought, boy, there's a lot of truth to that.
Well, you lose common sense, you lose common courtesy. You know, in a lot of ways.
Well, it just makes sense to be courteous.
There you go. Sure does.
So there's your common sense.
There you have it. So, yeah, opening a door for somebody. Yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
Schindler's Not Dead. Ooh.
No, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Sir.
No, sir. Not none of this. Huh? What?
Yeah.
I'm getting trouble before it's over with. But I'm being honest, you know?
Well, it's the truth, yeah.
Yeah. Just pardon me. Can I get the door for you? Just,
I don't know if I've ever said this before, but I was flying years ago on an airplane, and I had a copy of USA Today. And tucked away in the back of it was an article where Dr. Spock, the writer of the book that you shouldn't punish your children and all, because he'd grown up with that. He was in his, I think it was in his early 90s, and he actually recanted what he put in the book, what I read in that article, saying that now he's lived long enough to see the result of what his book showed, that his parents were right and he was wrong.
Yep.
But it wasn't a big full blind. They just put it in the back of the paper in a little bitty.
Wow.
I just happened to see it.
Well, you know, they don't want
that
out.
I just happened to read it.
You know, they don't want, well, anywho, it's taught at home. And somebody, a preacher or an evangelist put something out the other day. He says, what has happened to common courtesy? And you know me, I don't normally chime in on things. I don't like to get do with that, but that one I had to. I said, we've got parents that are too busy trying to be their children's best friend instead of being their parent.
Yeah.
That's really what it comes down to. I remember, you know, like my oldest one, she's growing up on me, killing me. And but she was two at the time. We were out to eat, and we were eating, and this couple, they were just watching us so intently. I was like, I even leaned over to my wife. I says, is something hanging off my face? I said, is there something not right? And she said, no, everything's right. Why? I said, because that couple over there has watched us ever since we walked in the door. They have watched us while we eat, and I'm starting to get a little self-conscious here. Bad. She said, I think everything's okay. I said, do you know them? I said, because I don't know them. Well, they got up. Well, the cash register was not our direction, because we were sitting in the back of the restaurant. Well, they come to us, and I said, well, we're about to find out who they are. So they come to us. They said, I hope you don't mind, but we got a question. I'm like, mine? You root my whole dinner while you all looking at me. Mine. And they said, how old is your daughter? And I said, Haley, tell me how old you are. And she held up, I'm two. She could talk good at two. And they said, we've got a boy that age. They said, we can't bring him out like that. And they says, how do you do it? I said, well, it's easy. And he said, no, how do you? I said, it's real easy. They said, well, what is it? I says, I'm the dad, they're the child. I control the situation. They do not. Exactly. That's just plain and simple. I said, I don't mean to offend you, sir, but I'm the dad, not them.
Exactly.
And so we started at a young age training them when they were born, really, because they come out of the mother's womb speaking lies.
I've got proof of that. I'd gotten a shot and I was hurting from it. I actually swelled. I could barely move. My wife said, don't worry about it. I'll take Jared with me. He was about 2 and a half. Josh is asleep in the crib. She no longer had been out the door 2 seconds. And I hear this blood curdling scream that told me someone's killing my kid. So I limped into the room, opened the door, and he said, Dada. You sorry liar, you. Not a tear in his eye, man.
Yeah, I am. Well, that is, we've done passed up. We got to get on Swap Shop, brother. Common courtesy day. I like it. That's good. Hey, it works in a car, too, as you're driving.
It works everywhere. By the way, just real quickly, someone told me one time when you went up, you know how they used to swing back there to get the kid because it was acting up? An elderly gentleman said, I can tell you how you can fix that. He said, one tap on the brake brings it right to you.
Well, yeah, them old station wagons, that's what we used to ride in. Things were 4 football fields long.
Goodness. Well, let's get over to the swap shop while we have
stuff. No, my mama never did tap the brakes. When my mama and granny were like, we're going to pull over. And if they said that, it was done. They're pulling over. They ain't like giving you a choice. We're going to pull over. No. It's too late. Dust is flying. Gravel's a-blowing. No, it's coming. And the switch is coming off.
Yes, sir. I remember those days quite well.
I was trained.
Oh, goodness.
Common courtesy. Go ahead.
All right. We have someone who's in search of 4 to 5 laying hens and 1 rooster. Also for sale, 6 guinea roosters, $15 each. The numbers are 667-3047 or 545-3803, 667-3047 or 545-3803.
Here is a Heatmate portable kerosene heater, new condition, still in the box, 10,000 BTU, asking $75. 577-2521, 577-2521.
Free 65 VHS tapes. Most are movies. 877-4455, 877-4455.
2007 extended cab Chevy 2500 pickup truck with a 6.0 motor. Automatic transmission. Four-wheel drive. Runs good and works good. 384-8501, 384-8501.
Husqvarna 3120 XP chainsaw, 119 cc's, comes with a 24-inch bar and chain, a 36-inch bar and chain new, and a 48-inch bar new. Pay $2,000, will sell for $800. 877-4976. Leave a message, 877-4976.
Somebody's interested in buying some reasonably priced railroad ties or telephone poles, 243-5076, 243-5076.
For sale, 250-gallon oil drum, approximately half full of K1 kerosene, $175. A Laser 750 monitor heater. It's approximately 2,000 square feet. Bought new last year for $1,800, asking $1,500, 243-2694, 243-2694.
And that will conclude a look at our Swap Shop items. Want to send out a happy birthday to Mr. Peter Dean.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I hope it's a good day for you on your special day. Well, we appreciate everybody with us today online on the app, the FM, and the AM dial. We appreciate you allowing us to be a part of or all of your lunch hour. And we do pray you have a great afternoon and be safe out there. Pastor Walton, thank you again.
Always a privilege.
Always. Yes, it is. And so we're going to join SRN News here, and we'll be back at the top of the hour. Pray you have a great afternoon. God bless.